Hello and welcome to the Extra 8 Hours podcast. Okay, I'm really happy you guys could make it out here today. This is the first episode, so if you're hearing this, you're kind of like one of the chronicles. You know, you're one of the very first early birds to come see what's actually happening here. All right, so just to do a little housekeeping before we get started, I'm going to talk a little bit about what you should really expect from this podcast, what's the goal, and what we will be doing in the future, okay? So this podcast is, you know, it's a subdomain, you could say, of the Extra 8 Hours kind of brand. And what we really try to focus on here is we're trying to focus on sleep and dreams specifically, okay? We do touch on a little bit on how we can actually have better sleeping habits. But my main goal is to teach you guys how to have lucid dreams, how to explore your dreams, and how to really become true Onirinos. Because, guys, it's a very, very fulfilling experience to have, okay? The plans for the podcast today is just going to be me. I'm going to do a little bit of talking on the basics of lucid dreaming and how you can improve your foundation today. But in the future, I will be planning to have many guests on to talk with their experiences with lucid dreaming, their tips for lucid dreaming, and really just to explore the whole domain, okay? So, first things first, I'm going to talk a little bit about how I got into lucid dreaming and why I think it's such a great pastime, great habit to form in your life, okay? So, it all started one day when I was thinking of how many hours we have in the day, and you can do this activity with me as well. All right, let's pretend that we lived in the year 90 years old, right? We're going to die at the age of 90. To be honest, this is kind of a generous estimation because I think the average lifespan in the world is like 70. But let's just pretend we're going to live to 90 because everybody listening to this is a great human being and we're all going to live to 100 actually, but we'll just use 90 for the sake, okay? If we live to 90, 1/3 of our life is going to be spent asleep, right? 8 hours every day. So 1/3 of 90 years is 30 years. Now, that means 30 straight years, 30 raw years. It's not 30 years of your life. It's 30 straight raw years of time is going to be spent in a blackout state asleep. Now, if you're like most people, you probably don't take the time to either optimize your sleep, meaning you're getting the best sleep quality. I know I wasn't one of these people when I did this calculation. Or you don't take the time to remember the hours of dreams that you're having every night, let alone have lucid dreams where you can actually have a conscious awareness in your dreams and be able to do whatever it is that you want during the night. So these two factors right here, or this main factor here, realizing just how much time I was losing to the reaper of sleep, really set me off, and I decided to go down the track of trying to figure out how to lucid dream. When I first started, I won't lie, it was quite a while ago, and I wasn't as smart as you could say. I was a little bit more ignorant back then, and I didn't really think to kind of look to others for advice. So I tried to figure out a lucid dream kind of on my own at the beginning, and it didn't go very well, I will say this. I remember at first I would have dreams some nights, so I couldn't figure out how I could remember my dreams, but the more I focused on remembering my dreams, the more I seemed to remember them. So I just kind of thought, you know, if I think about dreams all day, think about them all night, which I was doing anyways, I would improve my dream recall. And that worked out for a while, but you know, there's also obviously going to be a limit. And that was until I discovered something called the Dream Journal. And I didn't figure this out on my own, I actually found it online. And for those of you who don't know what a dream journal, what it is, it's basically when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you're going to want to do is to write in your dream journal, okay? And it might seem trite and trivial, but this is actually a very foundational key to being able to remember your dreams and being able to actually have lucid dreams each and every single night, okay? So here's how the dream journal works. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to have a pen and pad next to your bed. Or you can use your phone, you can use voice memos, you can use anything you want. The main goal here is you're going to want to have a way that you can crystallize, okay? You're going to crystallize your dreams as soon as you wake up, all right? And the reason for this is that when we wake up, our dreams are being stored in our short-term memory banks primarily, right? I'm sure many of us here have probably had the experience of remembering some dream when we woke up, didn't think of it for maybe even 5 minutes, 2 minutes, and then, you know, not being able to remember any of the dream at all. Well, the reason for this is that our dreams were being stored in our short-term memory and not our long-term memory. Okay, so what you're gonna, so when you write it down and crystallize it into a piece of paper, into a voice memo, into your phone, what's going on is you have some way that you can recall upon it later by reading it over. It's going to be a great trigger for you to actually cement the neural connections, which is a memory. When you read it over again, you're going to have a much higher level of recall on that dream. And also just the act of writing it out or talking it out to your voice memos is going to cement it even further into your long-term memory. Okay, do you guys see how just how effective it is to have a dream journal? So yeah, I started having a dream journal. I started writing down my dreams. And at first, you know, you could probably remember one or two dreams a night. No big deal. But it wasn't until later I started really, really getting into my dreams, some dream interpretation, studying a little bit of Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, what do they say about dreams. And then I started to remember, you know, multiple dreams a night. I figured out ways so that I could wake up in the middle of the night. Literally, I'd wake up in the middle of the night. Okay, take some spark notes on my dreams so I could have a trigger for the memory to flesh it out in the morning. And I would literally write. I remember some days I would be writing for a half hour. I could have wrote more and I would just get kind of tired of it after a while. But I'd be in my bed writing for a half hour on my phone all the dreams that I had in the previous night. Okay. And let me tell you guys, there are some crazy dreams in there, but we'll get into that on another podcast maybe. So after you have your dream journal, I wanted to figure out another way you could actually improve your dream recall other than just writing it down in the morning. And it was something that I kind of stumbled upon accidentally at the beginning. But once I figured out what it is that was working, you know, I could double down on it. And what you want to do is you're going to want to set your intentions before you go to sleep that you actually want to remember your dreams, okay? So what I mean by this is that when you go to your bed at night, what you're going to want to do is when you lay down, tell yourself, literally say, I am going to remember my dreams tonight. Say it a few times. You can say it in your head. You can say it out loud. The more times you say it and the more focus you give to the thought that you're going to remember your dreams at night, the more likely it is that you are going to remember your dreams. Okay? Now, there's a couple of reasons for this, and I'll just give some brief overviews of both of them. The first being that when you tell yourself you're going to remember your dreams tonight, you're in a certain sense speaking to your unconscious mind, okay? And what this does is it aligns your unconscious minds with your unconscious mind with your motivations, and it kind of tells yourself that you want to remember your dreams tonight, so you're more likely to do it in the morning, right? If you ever told, just kind of think of it like this: when you really want to do something, you'll oftentimes vocalize it to yourself, saying that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Say I'm going to lose 30 pounds. You're much more likely to actually lose the 30 pounds and do what it takes to lose the 30 pounds if you start saying it to yourself rather than if you just kind of have the thought in passing, okay? Now, the second reason why this is so effective is that when your dreams, the fact that you're going to remember your dreams overnight is the last thing that you think of before you go to sleep, right? You set your intentions right before you go to sleep. It is very likely going to be the first thing that you think of in the morning, right? Think of it. Excuse me. So if you think of the fact that you want to remember your dreams for the very last thought and then you black out for the night and go to sleep, in the morning, the last thing you can remember, the very last thing that you did was to think of how you're going to remember your dreams. So dreams are going to stay on the top of your mind when you wake up, making it more likely that you actually pay attention to them when you wake up and have a higher chance of being able to recall them and remind yourself to write them down in your dream journal. Okay. Now, these are the two most foundational basic keys to becoming a true Onironaut, a true lucid dreamer, being able to recall your dreams. If you're not taking a time to have a dream journal, at the very least, it's going to be a very difficult process for you to start being able to remember your dreams and have lucid dreams every night, okay? So after you're able to remember your dreams, we're going to move into how can you actually start becoming lucid in your dreams. And this is the part that everybody loves, okay? And there are many more advanced techniques on how to do this. I'm going to give the most foundational and fundamental one that you guys can put into practice right away. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to start doing reality checks. So what are reality checks, you might ask? Well, what a reality check, as the name suggests, is you're going to check throughout the day if you're in the waking world or if you're in the dream world, okay? Because think of it. If you had the chance, right, if you were walking down the street and you had the chance to figure out if this was the waking world or dream world, you would be able to go lucid if it was the dream world, right? The problem is in our dreams is that oftentimes we'll just take everything for granted and assume that it is the waking world. So we need a way to kind of check and make sure at any given time whether or not we're dreaming right now or whether or not we're actually awake and living our lives in what some would call the reality of life, the real world, right? So how do we do this? How do we do a reality check, and how do we make sure that we do it in our dreams? So first, I'm going to give you guys the most basic reality checks that there are, and I'll give you two because when you use two, you're much more... I'll give you three. These three are the most basic forms and tend to be the most effective, okay? The first one is you're going to use your hands. All right, this is my favorite of the three reality checks just because it works in my dreams. Some people will find that this reality check doesn't work in their dreams. They'll find that actually the way your hands appear in real life are going to be the same in their dreams. For most people, however, this is not the case, and that your hands will be a very, very effective reality check, okay? So how you use your hands for a reality check is I want you to do right now is to take out your right hand or your left hand, whichever one's free, and look at it. Count your fingers, right? If you look at your hand right now, as I'm doing, you'll see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 very clearly, okay? Unless you have some sort of accident where you lost a finger, you'll have 5 fingers on your hand. What you're going to want to do is count your fingers, look away, and count your fingers again. Of course, we're in the waking world right now if you're listening to this. You're going to look and see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 once again, and you'll know you're waking, you're not asleep, and you're not dreaming. In a dream, however, oftentimes when we take the time to count our fingers, when we count our fingers in our dreams, we'll find oftentimes that it's not 5 fingers there. It could be 4 fingers, 6 fingers, 7 fingers. In fact, I remember I had a lucid dream just 2 nights ago from realizing this. I had 7 fingers on one of my hands, guys. It was like 3 extra or 2 extra ring fingers, and just looked quite odd. I won't lie, it looked quite odd. Another way you can tell whether or not you're dreaming is oftentimes in our dreams, if you take the time to closely examine your hands, they will appear fuzzy or blurry, right? Of course, in real life, unless you need glasses, your hands are going to look just fine. They're not going to be fuzzy. They're not going to be blurry. They're going to be clear. In your dreams, if you look at your hands, they're going to be fuzzy, blurry. You're going to know what's up right away. Look in your hands. And that's going to be a great way to signal to yourself that you're dreaming and that you can actually become lucid from this point forward in your dream. Okay. The next reality check I'm going to give you is reading. Excuse me. It's kind of hard to talk. You know, I'm talking straight right now, guys. So the next reality check I'm going to give you is reading. So in the waking world, when you read some text and look away and read it again, the text is always going to stay the same. Would you agree? You read, look for something around you. So if you see some sort of advertisement, some text, any written word around you, read it. I'm going to read what it says in front of me. I see something that's, I have a book next to me. It says, it's programming for dummies. Okay. I look away, look back. It still says programming for dummies. If you were to look away and look back in a dream, oftentimes similar to your hands, you'll find that it changed. The text has changed. It might not say, in my example, it might not say programming for dummies. From now, it might say programming for smart people. You know, it will have a different meaning. The text will read a different thing. It might not just change the text. You might actually find that the letters are just jumbled. They don't make any sense. Or that they might appear to be hieroglyphics. They're not really English or Russian or whatever letters that you're used to. But they'll actually be just a whole nother sort of set of symbols. Okay? And the third reality check I'm going to give you is one that you use your inner awareness to tell whether or not you're dreaming or not. This is the one that you probably use most cases at the moment to tell whether or not you're dreaming. And what you're going to want to do is literally ask yourself, am I dreaming right now? When I ask you that question, you probably have a very quick answer. Say no. But when you actually take the time to do that in your dreams, you'll find very quickly that you'll realize that, this is weird. I might be dreaming. And then you'll become lucid from that point forward in your dream. Okay. You can also ask yourself, how did you get to wherever you are? If I think right now to how I got from where I am at the moment, I can always think back to, I woke up, then I went here, then I went there, then I went here, and then I came to this point in my day. In a dream, you'll oftentimes appear in random locations, or it won't make sense how you got there. Like, you might have been at your mother's house before, there was no drive in between, and now you're in another city, right? You don't have any recollection or any memory of the intermediate travel from one place to another. So those are the three basic reality checks, and here's how we're going to use them now, okay? So out of those three, I want you guys to choose your favorite one. I recommend compounding two normally, but just to get the foundation set, choose one. And what you're going to want to do is, with that reality check, you're going to want to do it multiple times throughout the day. I'd recommend trying to do it at least once an hour, about 10 times a day, to set the habit. Because what we want to have happen is that you set this as such a habit that you do throughout the day without thinking, you're going to do it during your sleep, during your dreams, out of habit, and realize, I'm not in the waking world right now, I'm dreaming. And from that point forward, you can become lucid and do whatever it is that you want to do. Okay. That is basically the most foundational, fundamental way I can tell you guys how to have lucid dreams. It's pretty straightforward what you're going to want to do. I'll summarize it in one sentence. Do reality checks throughout the day, so you hopefully do them during the night when you're dreaming. Okay, it's so foundational, so key. If you can get this down alone, you can have lucid dreams at a very passive rate, not really trying that hard, and really improve the whole sleep quality of your life. Gain a lot of life, really, in a certain sense. That's all I had planned for this podcast. However, there is a few things I do want to talk about as well. Going forward, I'm going to try to get some interviews of other lucid dreamers out there who might want to share their experience. So if you are an avid lucid dreamer yourself, please don't be afraid to email me at matt@extra8hours.com. I read all my emails, so I'll make sure to, see if you'll be a good guest to come onto the podcast. Or if you have any recommendations, you can send the email there. And I'll try to reach out to whoever it is that you think would make a good guest. Also, you can feel free to send me any questions that you have to my email. That's Matt, M-A-T-T, at extra, E-X-T-R-A, 8, the literal number 8, hours, H-O-U-R-S.com, extra8hours.com, Matt@extra8hours.com. I'll say it 100 times if I have to. Okay, so that's it for this podcast today. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and a wonderful sleep and happy dreams tonight. And please take the time, if this is your goal to have lucid dreams, take the time to implement the foundational pieces I gave you today. Because again, these things, the dream journal and the reality checks, are a great starter place for new lucid dreamers, and they will get you. They will get you lucid dreams if you actually take the time to implement them. So, bye-bye, and have a nice day, boys and girls.